This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
State of the pandemic.
It will probably, unfortunately, get worse before it gets better.
Census memorandum on illegal immigrants.
This order isn't worth the paper it's printed on.
Chicago gunfire.
Shot up everywhere. Leg, stomach, back. We thought it was a war out here.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. President Trump says it will likely get worse before it gets better. A pandemic warning on a day when coronavirus deaths in the U.S. topped 1,000, one of the worst days since it all began. CBS's Maria Villarreal begins our coverage in one of the states that's been hit hard in recent weeks. Texas.
This pandemic has really hit the valley very hard. It's something that I've never seen in my 27-year career.
Johnny Garcia is the director of the Ceballos Diaz Funeral Home in Edinburgh, Texas. He says funeral homes like his are running out of space so fast, the state brought in refrigerated trailers to help store bodies.
Most funeral homes can probably hold 5 to 10 loved ones at a time. But all of a sudden, you're getting that many calls per day.
It's a similar situation in California, where the number of cases has topped 400,000. Latinos make up almost 39% of California's population, but account for more than 55% of coronavirus cases.
In Florida, where the death rate now tops Texas, CBS's David Begno says the debate's been about whether or not to open schools.
Vice President Mike Pence is encouraging parents to do what he says he would do.
If our kids were elementary school age or high school or college, we wouldn't hesitate to send them back to school.
Pence says children with no serious underlying conditions are at a low risk for getting COVID-19. And Dr. Anthony Fauci agrees that is true for most kids.
But some children do get seriously ill, and some do pass it on to the adults.
It can't be back to school with schools as usual.
Harvard professor Joseph Allen specializes in public health.
What are your thoughts on reopening schools?
Well, look, I think there's some conditions precedent, first being that we have to get cases under control in this country.
Allen says in addition to hand washing and social distancing, it is imperative that schools provide greater ventilation with portable air cleaners that have HEPA filters in them in every single classroom in the country.
White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy says President Trump took a serious tone in his first virus briefing in months.
The president appeared at the podium solo.
Well, Dr. Birx is right outside.
Mr. Trump made no announcements at the brief news conference, but he acknowledged the rise in cases.
It will probably, unfortunately, get worse before it gets better.
He urged young Americans to avoid crowded bars. He endorsed the use of masks.
I have the mask right here. I carry it, and I will use it gladly.
And he strongly backed social distancing.
6 feet to me is common sense. I'd like to say maybe make it a little bit further.
A far cry from a month ago when he openly wished for packed rallies.
A critique of the president's pandemic performance came hours before that briefing.
You know, he's quit on you. And he's quit on this country.
From presumptive Democratic nominee Joe Biden.
His own staff admits that Donald Trump fails the most important test of being an American president. The duty to care.
He's out with a plan designed to improve care for children and seniors that he says will create 3 million new jobs. Democrats are attacking the new memorandum signed by President Trump that looks to exclude people in the U.S. illegally from the 2020 census count. New York Senator Chuck Schumer says it'll be challenged in court.
This heartless order will only stoke fear and deprive already underfunded communities across America of much-needed federal resources, including education, transportation, infrastructure, and more. It's mean, it's vicious, it's typical of Donald Trump.
The U.S. Supreme Court blocked an earlier administration effort to add a citizenship question to the census. The U.S. has ordered the Chinese consulate in Houston to close, saying that move was to protect American intellectual property and private information. China says it might close the U.S. consulate in Wuhan in response. For the third time in a month, a soldier's body has been found near Fort Hood, Texas. This time, a 26-year-old Army private found late last week near a reservoir. The local sheriff's department's investigating. In Portland, Oregon, a 54th straight night of protests, and again, federal agents used tear gas. President Trump has threatened to send officers into Chicago and other major cities, too. In Chicago yesterday, there was gunfire outside a funeral home.
I heard gunshots, and he said, no, those are fireworks. I said, no, baby, those are gunshots. And we went down the street, and all we saw was bodies just laying everywhere.
15 people were injured. Police say the gunfire came from a passing vehicle which crashed and people in it fled. One person of interest is being questioned. Police are performing ballistic tests on the gun used to kill a federal judge's son in New Jersey to see if it was used in the recent murder of an attorney in California. The victim had been involved in gender discrimination lawsuits, as had suspect Roy Den Hollander, who had anti-feminist views. Hundreds evacuated their homes and went to a high school on Alaska's Kodiak Island after a powerful 7.8 earthquake struck. There was a tsunami warning for a while, but the quake produced no damaging waves. Alex Trebek's got a new book out. He turns 80 today and still plans to keep the job he's had for 36 years.
This is Jeopardy.
He is a legendary game show host. Alex Trebek has hosted Jeopardy since 1984. His calm, cool, debonair style has made him a TV institution.
The Archbishop of York is second in authority to the Archbishop of this in the Church of England. Nathan.
What is Canterbury?
Yeah.
But since last year, Trebek has been waging a very public fight.
This week, I was diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer.
The cancer treatments have not been easy. Trebek says if the next round of treatments don't improve his health, he will probably stop. Last year, he talked about dying.
If it happens, it happens. And why should I be afraid of it?
Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
Kanye West tweeted he's been trying to divorce his wife, Kim Kardashian. It was deleted moments later. In earlier tweets that were pulled down, the rapper said she was trying to have him locked up on medical grounds. A tense confrontation half a world away and a strange conclusion.
It was a chaotic scene in western Ukraine when a gunman armed with an automatic rifle and grenades took 13 hostages. An hours-long standoff with police ended only after Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky granted the suspect's bizarre request. Recommend the 2005 movie Earthling, starring Joaquin Phoenix, on Facebook.
Three primary life forces exist on this planet.
Zelensky wrote, "Everyone should watch it." That glowing recommendation was deleted just after the gunman surrendered. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
In South Korea, there's evidence many day traders and others working from home have turned to gambling during the pandemic. Requests for help with gambling addiction in the country have tripled since the outbreak began. And that's the CBS World News Roundup for Wednesday. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Survivor's back, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. And we have a twist, a new co-host, the winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares.
Hi!
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcast.